And today we will start with one award of distinction with Todd Sapp. Michael, just take over.
Thank you very much. Let me just start off by sort of framing the topic of discussion as to how Dot Sub was created and why and what impact it has on my life. I operated businesses in high-risk emerging economies for 30 years, having nothing to do with technology, video, or translation, but I became a very avid student of technology. And I, for an American, I'm very unusually culturally sensitive to the needs and desires of people in other cultures because I did business in those cultures for 30 years. And over the last 6 or 7 years, I've become extremely angry with the direction that the world is going, and I've been trying to think of why. And one of the reasons that I thought personally is the fact that there is no way using traditional media to communicate important stories from one language to another language. Language has always been a very strong cultural barrier. So when I saw the movie by Michael Moore, Fahrenheit 9/11, which came out in early 2004 and the US presidential election was about 50-50, that's when my life was changed because I said, wow, here is one documentary film in English that has the possibility of changing the course of a US presidential election. What would happen if all film, all video, and all television programming was easily available to be subtitled into any language of the world if we could create an elegantly simple tool like the Google search bar, make it available from a browser that would require no downloaded client, and anybody who was bilingual in any language pair, assuming that you had the permission of the filmmaker or rights holder, could sign on to a website and subtitle that video, one line, 10 lines, or all of it, from language A to language B, and make that instantly available to everyone in the world in that language. That was the challenge, and it took us 3.5 years to create the technology that I'm about to show you. And so to give you an idea, we've sort of been public for about a year. We haven't launched our site. It still has the word beta on it. Last week, we had 250,000 hits per day on our site with about 150,000 page views. So it is growing at about 20% a month. So the word of mouth in the blogosphere of those people that understand what we're doing is growing pretty dramatically. And the intent of what we're doing is to create a tool to allow smart people around the world that are frustrated with an inability to communicate across cultures using video as the means of communication to talk to one another. It's very simple. And all we want to do is to make the tool available and let other people use the tool in whatever way they want to use it. So I'm just going to show you how it works, some interesting examples of people using it. As an example, a consultant who lives in Chiang Mai, Thailand, who is an educational consultant for Southeast Asian secondary schools, is giving a 45-minute talk this Friday in Shanghai to 400 educators from 17 countries. And he just found our tool through a blog. And I'm going to be speaking on a video conference from Skype demonstrating in Shanghai. So all of that happened totally virally through word of mouth. For Creative Commons, which is, I just had the film on Creative Commons to show you in regard to Ronaldo and Larry Lessig. So let me just show you sort of how the tool works and what the user interface is. When you go to our site, which is dotsub.com, you will see a lot of videos. And you click on any one of them, you navigate around the site, And I just picked a video called RSS in Plain English. This is a video that was uploaded to our site 12 weeks ago. And in 12 weeks on our site, it has been viewed 36,000 times. It has been subtitled in 26 languages. So let's pick German, since we're in Austria. And you will see the video start playing with German subtitles when it's loaded. And when it's loaded and starts playing, you will be able to view and scroll through this in multiple languages. So I'm going to turn the volume off so I don't compete with it. So you see that it's got German subtitles. If you hit the down arrow, it now has Hebrew subtitles. It now has interlingua subtitles. It now has Italian subtitles. It now has Japanese subtitles. Just like that, on the web, in real time, you can watch moving image content with multiple languages. But something that happened with, so 26 different people, at, for no cost, in an open wiki type of a way, subtitled this video. But more interestingly, and it's just the beginning of what is an unleashed source in the world, in 12 weeks, this video has been embedded on over 1,000 different websites and video blogs. And I'm just going to go through quickly and show you this list. So in 12 weeks, 1,000 different people have thought this little video was important enough to tell to their countrymen in their native language. So they've embedded it into their site, and 85% of those embeds are in foreign languages. So what does that mean? What that means is all of the people of the world want to make a difference, and they want to do something. So we've created something that the closest analogy is a Wikipedia for video, to allow people who find important content that they want to share with people in their native language to spend some time doing it. So that's sort of how it works. How do you upload a video to .sub? You go to the site, there's a page for uploading, you put the metadata here in the top, but what we've done very differently than YouTube or any other site is we have a permissioning page. You, the person who owns the content, can choose who can view the film. Anyone, any registered user, only me, or only the following group of people. So you can restrict viewing or make it totally available. Who can transcribe or caption the film? The video must be captioned for, in the beginning, in the native language. If it's a Chinese video, it's captioned in Chinese, and all of that is done from our site. And who can translate this film? Then at the bottom, you hit post a new film, and then the video in any video format is transcoded from WMV, QuickTime, Reel, or Flash into Flash with our sort of secret sauce added into it. And then that video is ready for captioning. Let me just show you what that looks like. The latest video is something, I don't know, Ponce and EFL lessons. And the way that you caption this is just go here, create it. Someone has already started to caption this. I have no idea who they are, and so they've captioned it. And using keyboard controls, which you see over here, you create a time-captured transcript without any training. Once you create that time-captured transcript, the video is available for subtitling, and it looks like this. So when it is available for subtitling, you will see right over here on the right, translate this film from English, and then we have a list of 300 languages. So if you wanted to translate this film from English to Afar, you would hit translate, and you would see the transcript in English, and you would just type the translation line by line, whatever these translations are in your native language. If you do two lines, 10 lines, 20 lines, you get bored, you get tired, you don't like the film, you say done, and then that percentage of that video is completed in your language. Someone else could come in and change it, add to it, whatever, in an open source wiki, if you're choosing to make it available for free. If you don't speak English, which most of the world does not, and we've translated this video, as you see, into German, and you want to translate that from German into Acholi, then we've changed it from German, you hit translate, and the source language of the video then changes to German, as you can see. So you could translate, so we have exponentially increased the language pair possibilities to translate from. So as soon as it's translated into a second language, that can be the source language. So lots of different language pairs are possible. Many people in the world don't have unlimited access to the internet, don't want to spend time, internet access is expensive, so we've created an ability to create a text file. And so, for example, if you wanted to translate from Chinese into another language but didn't have internet access, you could open the transcript in Chinese and you could see that it is in Chinese with the time code. You could go offline, translate offline in Chinese, and then upload this back to our player. So we've created a lot of different opportunities to translate in many different ways. And the last bit of our technology, which is the last thing we're going to publish, we have it done, but it's not yet available on our site, is everything is available in Flash. More and more consumption of media, especially video, is going to be happening on something which is called a mobile video-enabled device, whether it's an iPod, whether it's a BlackBerry, whether it's a cell phone. And it's estimated in 3 years, 2 billion people in the world will be having mobile portable devices that are video-enabled. And a great deal of those people will not speak English. So we have created the ability, and I'll show you what it looks like, to automatically download. Turn the volume off.
The internet has a problem.
Take the Flash file. If you are a German speaker, you can subscribe via an RSS feed to the German language versions of video. And if you have iPod, for example, any video subtitled into our site with specific parameters, documentaries, whatever it is, will be RSS fed to your iPod. So you could go home from work at night, never signing on to the internet, pick up your iPod, and videos would be there subtitled in the language that you have chosen. You don't have to do anything. So this will dramatically make the possibility of communicating with video in any language at no cost a reality. Assuming that people around the world, either your friends, your supporters, or people that understand your content, choose to make that available. So a lot of people say, well, what's my business model? My business model is to aim to have ubiquity. I want everyone in the world to use the word .sub when they talk about subtitling. I want it to become a verb like Google. I want to .sub that video. Oh, that video was .sub. And so, but there are many commercial uses for our tool, and I will show you a few of them. There's a company called Mittal Steel, which acquired a very large European steel company last year, which you all know, called Arcelor. And there's hundreds of thousands of employees in 14 countries at ArcelorMittal, and there's a lot of internal discussion about what it means to be having a European company acquired by an Indian company. So they hired a European marketing company to create an internal web TV platform to explain the acquisition. Here it is, creating history, documenting the creation of one of the greatest companies of the world. They've embedded our player on their internal website, made it available here where you can see at the bottom of the screen, I think, the multiple languages. And if you want to pick German, for example, so here is their story from episode one of their internal thing in German, so, and it's loading, telling people in German their story of an internal web TV platform. So they are paying us to use our tool, and we are working with the network of professional translators to use the tool. So this is one commercial application. We are working with quite a few media companies who don't know yet how they're going to monetize video content in foreign languages, but they want to sell sponsorships or advertising, which is how most of the money is made on video on the internet. But they don't have foreign markets yet. So we are working with licensing models and revenue shares, so then when media companies start establishing markets in foreign countries that they would not have been able to establish if they didn't have those videos in other languages, we are sharing in that future revenue. So we are a for-profit company whose mission is to enable anyone in the world who has any video content without any commercial goals or aspirations to use our tool totally for free forever without any way to charge and use it as but if you are planning on making money using our tool, very simply, we think we're entitled to a part of that money. So that's sort of the high-level overview of why we did what we did, what impact we think it has on the world. And let me just show you some examples. I'll show you my very favorite example. A 40-year-old healthcare worker in the United States got fed up with the U.S. healthcare system. She went to India 2 years ago and created a nonprofit that is going to be training young Indian unemployed women to be surrogate mothers so that they would go in orphanages and take care of infants that have no one to love them, to touch them, because 80% of a child's ability to love and be loved is put into their life in the first 2 years. And if no one is loving them and they don't have any love, they're going to grow up emotionally and mentally, psychologically scarred for life. So she is employing people, training them to be surrogate mothers, going into orphanages, and using our tool because there are 700 dialects in India. So when she goes 50 kilometers away, the people speak a different language, and she can't afford to have her training video in other languages. So she's using our tool to translate a training video for unemployed women to teach them to be surrogate mothers to help orphans. Now, to me, there's nothing more that I could ever do in my life. If I did 100 things like that a year, I would be very, very happy. Here, there's a wonderful organization called Global Voices. Ethan Zuckerman and Rebecca McKinnon out of Harvard started it about 3 years ago. It is aggregating blogs from 160 countries in the world, and they have an active community that is translating these blogs, but they're all text-based. So there, we're just beginning to explore with them integrating .sub, and they sent a video to me that's a Taiwan video about the huge stock market in Taiwan, and with a hit song from Taiwan talking about how the stock market will never go down, everyone's going to make a fortune with Chinese characters. And so here's a way to have a little bit of cultural insight into a different culture using a current video, almost a viral video, that we would never ever be able to understand. Last week, for the first time, I don't see it here, what we did is we've embedded our functionality into another website. So it's their website. It's a not-for-profit in San Francisco that is traveling the world to interview people about what is the concept of one. And they're having 10,000 people around the world watching one of their 150 videos. And so we've integrated .sub into their player. So it's not everything is done on their site. And so they've launched last week a revolutionary new feature developed by our friends at .sub, which enables our videos to be subtitled. So basically what it is with their player, which you see is quite different than our player. That's their video player. And they've created a very cool thing, a little information tab with an eye, inviting people to do it. And this is available in multiple languages, as you can see. So when the video starts playing, it's available here in Spanish. And you can see it in Spanish, and they say, when you want to help subtitle, go to .sub. You click on .sub, it takes you to our site. If you wanted to do in English to Abyssinian, you hit Abyssinian right here. I hit translate. I will say, I don't speak Abyssinian, whatever. I say, save and done.
The ideas they
you see it subtitled 2% in Abscanian. I go back to their site.
Customers in. But we don't think of them as our customers, we think of them as our guests. And we ask them to come in and to feel at home and to enjoy this space and to treat it as their own. So we, as a team of people, a group of staff and volunteers, we cook with love, we serve with love, and then in that same spirit, we don't give a bill at the end of the meal. We ask people to pay from their
site. I refreshed the browser from their site, and you'll see in the pull-down menu that Abscanian 2% is what I've done. So I've done something offline anywhere in the world, and then anybody else in the world in real time could sign into their site and see what someone else 12,000 miles away did. So that's sort of what we've done. There's improvements that we're making all the time. One of them relating to Germany, which I think is really funny that you'll enjoy. BMW, sort of a small German company you might have heard about, has introduced a new car, but only in Germany, with no press and no availability of any information in the United States. Someone in the United States found out about it, uploaded a video into our website, embedded it in the largest car lover blog, and so here is the BMW German-only video available on an American blog about car lovers, subtitled in English. And all of this was done in a week, and 10,000 people have watched that in 1 week, and we had no idea who did it, how it was done, and we don't care. So those are the kinds of things that are possible. And the last thing that I had never thought about, and no one really probably thinks about, is 9% of the world is hearing impaired. Many countries have legislation requiring captioning for the hearing impaired on network television or on videos or on films. But on the internet, it is not required. So here is a video of a woman giving a speech in sign language that is available, that someone in the Philippines subtitled this in Tagalog. So if you think about the different kinds of ways that you can communicate across cultures, that's what .sub is all about. And I'll end with that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael, for this wonderful presentation of collective production tools.